thank you very much, Genesis. This is just to remind you, you're listening to Floss Radio on an Easter Saturday, and we'll be on between, I think it's 10 and 5 today. Now, seeing as Tim's not here to say it, I shall say it. What's coming up in the Debbie the Phone Girl programme, you might ask, or you might not ask? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, some of my favourite records, ones you don't normally hear a lot on radio, so I hope you'll enjoy those. And we're going to have lots of community news coming up, so I hope you'll find that very useful as well. Anyway, for now, we'll have some Supertramp from Crisis What Crisis, and the track is The Meaning. Yes, very important question that. Do you know what the meaning is? Well, on Floss, I don't think some people do. But anyway, also I've got to mention I'll be having a competition coming up later. Unfortunately, there's no phone line, so you'll either have to write in or maybe I'll allow you to phone in on Sunday and give me the answer then. Anyway, a really nice track up from Yes Now, from the Fragile album, and it's called Roundabout. Good afternoon to you, and I'd like to wish you a happy Easter Saturday, if I can do that. And also to remind you that, of course, we'll be on tomorrow between 10 and 5, and you should listen then, of course. And also, you can phone me up tomorrow and actually speak to me. So, yes, now we have a special dedication, and this special dedication is Wondrous Stories, actually, by John and Van Gelis. And I'd like to say a special hello to Chris England, and Sam would like to say a very special hello to Jeannie Wilson. So that record, Wondrous Stories, is for you. Thank you. Yes, an absolutely lovely record that. That's I Hear You Now by John Vangelis. And I'd like to dedicate that especially to Chris England. And Sam would like to dedicate that to Jeannie Wilson. So that's for you. Okay, we've got some community news coming up after the next record. But now for all you headbangers, we have some, well, not really headbangers, but people with good taste in music. We have From the Wall, Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. Just coming up to 1:45 now, and just to remind you, you're listening to Floss Radio on Easter Saturday. Now today we're hoping to keep you informed as well as entertained, and I've been making lots of phone calls and asking lots of questions so I can tell you what's happening at Easter and what isn't happening at Easter. So the first of the information is, this will please Tim Allen immensely, McDonald's will be open all over Easter. Now isn't that wonderful? So it's not shut at all, well, apart from in the middle of the night, so you can go down there any time. If you want to go to your library, I'm afraid you're out of luck, because they're going to be shut Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They won't be open again till Tuesday, when they'll be open as normal. And what else can we tell you? Yes, obviously post offices are going to be closed as well. They'll be opening, if you want to go Saturday morning, you've missed it now. They'll be open on Tuesday as usual, then open on Monday. And also, of course, DHSS benefits offices and other government departments aren't going to be open either till Tuesday. So if you want to do any of those, you can't. But after the next record, I'm going to be telling you some of the things that you can do over Easter. So anyway, now we take a listen to some Alan Parsons project. This is called Time, and it's from the album Turn of the Holy Card.
Thank you.
Well, that was a really lovely one from, that's the Alan Parsons Project. And in case you've never heard of Alan Parsons, he produced the Dark Side of the Moon album by Pink Floyd. So now you all know, you should know anyway if you've been reading your album covers. Anyway, some more community news now. If you're thinking of going anywhere, obviously you need to be able to get there. So we tell you about London Transport. And we won't be rude either. Much as we'd like to, having had a train cancelled this morning. The tubes and buses. Saturday is running a normal Saturday service, and Sunday and Monday is going to be Sunday service. And so it'll be, in fact, I think they're putting on a few more trains on Monday, but basically Sunday service, so you'll have to allow plenty of time to get anywhere. Anyway, I'm going to wake you all up now and play something really lively. Susie and the Banshees, and it's called Spellbound.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that's then spinning. You have no choice.
Well, I'm sorry about that rather jumpy version of Susie and the Banshees. That was because I was pogoing around the room, you know, so I was making the record jump about. Sorry about that. I'll try and get that fixed, get the floorboards fixed or something. Anyway, do a little cinema guide for you now, because the cinema's going to be open all through Easter. They're not going to be shut at all, though the man at the Granada in Harrow was rather upset about it when I spoke to him. Anyway... as far as I know, all cinemas are open. They seem to be anyway. E.T.'s come back again, and it's on at most of the ABC cinemas. It's on at Ealing, Harrow, Edgware, and most of the others as well. At the Odeons and at most of the classics, and also the Granada and Harrow, there's Robin Hood, the cartoon version, and also Gandhi's still running. Also, Robin Hood is at the Ace, which is in Rayner's Lane. Also coming round again is Airplane 2, which is on the Granada in Harrow. And that's well worth going to see. I've been to see that, I know. It's really funny. And what else is there? The Boys in Blue is at Watford Odeon. That's the one with, what's it, Tommy something and Bobby Ball. I can't remember what their names are. Two comedians you see on the telly anyway. And finally, The Verdict is on the Classic in Hendon. So there's some films you can go and see. Go and see E.T. It's really good. Take a box of hankies, you know, because you'll probably need it if you're like me. Anyway, next one up, another noisy lady, is Toya.
This is another new song. I proudly dedicate it to anyone who's mad in the audience. It's called The Angel and Me.
There we are, she introduced it herself. Thank you very much. That was Genesis. And before that, actually, you heard, Steve Hackett and Spectral Mornings, because I didn't get to introduce it, because Tim was messing about in the studio. So, yes, the first one was Steve Hackett and Spectral Mornings. Incidentally, he's on at the Hammersmith Odeon soon. I'm not sure when, because, silly me, forgot my edition of The Lamb to bring it with me. London Alternative Music, no, what's it called? London Alternative...
Music. I don't know.
Something. Anyway, we can't think what it is, but it gives them the concerts in there, so get your copy of Lamb. Or you could ring up the Hammersmith Odeon. I think Steve Hackett's on the 30th of April, actually. And that was Ripples and Genesis. Right, I said there was going to be a competition, so I think it's about time we did it. It's very short, so you have to listen quickly. Yes, that was very quick, wasn't it? Well, you can't phone in, unfortunately, because there isn't a phone line, but you can write in, or in fact you could wait till Sunday and you could phone me up on Sunday when I'm doing the phone lines for Tim and you could tell me. Right, now we'll have an old school friend of mine. Well, he was at my school a little bit before me, but all come from the best school, which is Pinner County. It's Elton John, and this one is called Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
I can't lie no more of your dog. My pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed you in. But you misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door. And left me blind.
And John, and Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Yes, in case you wondered what I was ravaging on about earlier, I used to go to the same school as Elton John, so that's what that was all about, and you know, it's my claim to fame, my only one, unfortunately. Now, I'll repeat the competition, because I didn't quite tell you what you were meant to do, though you probably knew, because you're incredibly clever out there, aren't you? It's just a snort... a short snippet of a record, and you have to tell us what it is, and you can do that by writing in, or you can phone tomorrow when I'm doing the phone line. And here it is. Listen carefully.
Boss Radio.
Yes, so that was it. So, as I say, if you know what that is, you can write in, or you can tell me tomorrow. Okay, now, a band that I've been taking an interest in for quite a while is a local Northwood band, and they're called Eclipse. And they really are very good. They've been doing some gigs down the Roxburgh, which is in Harrow. I don't know if anyone's heard of that. I hope so. And at last they've got round to doing a demo tape, which they did promise quite some while ago, but we've actually got it, and I'm going to play a trick to you, track to you, no tricks here, and it's called See No Evil. Take a listen, see what you think. They're called Eclipse.
Ground and stepping through the earth.
Okay, sorry, it was a very abrupt end there. I wasn't quite expecting that. As Bob Williams would say, caught with my turntables down. But the studio audience are just falling about. They find that really funny. So, well, glad to know I make someone laugh anyway. In case you wonder what you're listening to, this is Debbie the Phone Girl program. Yes, promotion, about time too. No, I didn't really mean that. And you're listening to Radio Floss, and we're normally on Sunday, but we're doing an Easter Saturday special today between the hours of 10 and 5, and that's the hours we're on Sunday, incidentally. If you'd like to write in to us, I'd be quite interested to know what you think of all this, actually. So if you'd like to write in to us, the address is Radio Floss, BM, that's B for Bravo, M for Mike, Box 539, London WC1. BM Box 539, London WC1. And you can write in and tell me what you think of the programme, or just if you'd like to put in a dedication for any of the programmes in the future, or even any comments or suggestions. Though, no, I'll make no comment to that. Instead, I'll just play 10cc and The Things We Do For Love. All you 10cc fans, it wasn't The Things We Do For Love. I knew it was something to do with love. Actually, it was Silly Love. But just before I play the next record, I'll just give you a little recap on some of the community information that I read out earlier you might have missed. Now, where are we? Post offices are going to be closed Saturday. You'll have already discovered they're shut, and they'll be shut Monday as well, open Tuesday as usual. Same applies to the DHSS benefits offices. and all other government departments. Nothing will be open till Tuesday. Also libraries are going to be shut Saturday, Sunday and Monday, and will reopen Tuesday as normal. McDonald's is going to be open all over Easter, which is jolly nice to know, isn't it? And so Tim Allen, I'm sure, will be down there at least 500,000 times through the Easter. Also open all through the holidays are the cinemas, or practically all of them seem to be open anyway. And some of the films that are around at the moment are E.T. E.T.'s come back, that's around most of the ABCs at the moment. And Robin Hood and Gandhi are at most of the Odeons and most of the classics. Also Airplane is on at the Granada in Harrow. Boys in Blue is on at the Watford Odeon. And The Verdict, with produced by Paul Newman, or was he in it? I can't remember. Is on at the Classic Hendon. And in a minute after the next record, I'm going to be giving you some ideas of things the whole family can go to. Okay, next record up, now I'll try to get this one right this time, is by Yes, and it's from the Going for the One album, and it's called Wondrous Stories.
Sounded the silence, me leaving no trace. I
thank you very much. Yes, and Wondrous Stories, another lovely record. I do play some lovely records, don't I? Well, at least I hope you agree with me anyway. You're listening to the Debbie the Phone Girl show on Radio Floss on a Saturday afternoon, and I hope my taste in music has been yours too, and you've enjoyed the show so far. It's about another 20 minutes to go because it's just coming up till 20 to 2. Okay, some more things that you might like to spend your holidays doing. They're sort of mainly sort of family things here. At the Brent Town Hall, there's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and that starts today, and there's two performances daily at 10:30 and 2:30. Tickets, adults are £2.50 and £2, and children and OAP tickets are £1.25 and £1. Brent Town Hall is in 40 Lane, Wembley, and if you want to call them, they're on 01 904 6286. Also, if you don't want to go up to Brent, at the Beck Theatre in Hayes, they're doing Rupert Bear, and that's a sort of puppet thing. It sounds jolly good, actually, and that starts this coming Thursday, and it's going on till Saturday, so that's just for 3 days. Two performances at 1:30 and 3:30. Tickets £1.65 and £1.15. The Beck Theatre is in Grange Road, Hayes, and the phone number is 561 8371. If you don't manage to get any of the details that I'm giving you today, if you want to phone on the phone line tomorrow, then I'll be quite happy to give you the details then. Okay, now we couldn't have a show without a Beatles record, so I chose a really nice one, Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road. That road before, it always leads me here, lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the you left me standing.
very lovely one from the Beatles there, Long and Winding Road. Now, if all the magic box of tricks work right, we should have the next DJ. Would you like to introduce yourself?
G'day.
Ah, he is there. He works. Jolly good. Introduce yourself.
G'day, it's Pete Foster here. I'll be on next show, if Debbie gets off in time.
Well, I think they might have to pay me quite a lot of money to leave here, actually, because I'm quite enjoying it.
Looks like it as well.
Now, I must ask the eternal question that's always being asked in Floss Radio, but never seems to get answered. Now, just what on earth is going on, and what's coming up in the Pete Foster show?
Well, in fact, this is the first week I've been on, so this will be the only week, I should think, after this lot. I will be doing an Australian show, as you can see by the Australian accent which I'm at the moment speaking in.
Oh, I see, that's quite interesting actually, because I've just had a couple of friends go over to Australia, so you'll all have to get together and compare notes or something. Have you actually ever been there, or were you born there and came over at a very young age?
I was born there and I came over quite recently actually.
Oh, quite recently, I see. So you're definitely very Australian then?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, actually, I think we can all hear it. Anyway, that's enough. I'm going to fade Pete Foster out now, not hogging any more of my show. And I'd like to play a really, really nice record now. It's by Chrissy Hynde, you know, and the Pretenders. And I'd like to dedicate it for my, shall I say, friend? Yes. I'd like to dedicate this to my friend Terry, and I really look forward to seeing him soon. Nearly caught with my turntables down then again, talking to Pete Foster. I think he's just trying to mess up my show, really, you know. But anyway, a few more what's on, and I'll just sort of recap a little bit. Let's go back. Sprint Town Hall, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs starting today for a week. Two performances daily at 10:30 and 2:30. Tickets price adults £2.50 and £2. Children and old age pensioners £1.25 and £1. Brent Town Hall is in 40 Lane, Wembley, and you can ring them, though probably not now, on 01904 6286. Also, the International Model Railway Exhibition is at the Wembley Conference Centre, and that starts today as well. I believe it's been opened by that Sid Wheel, or whatever his name is, some union man, I'm not really sure. And it's opening today and going on till Thursday the 7th. I have no more details, so if you ring the Wembley box office, they'll be able to tell you. That's 902-1234. Also, sounds like a really good one, this one. Rupert Bear at the Beck Theatre in Hayes, and that's a puppet show thing, though I believe they're sort of life-size puppets or something. Sounds really, really good. Anyway, it starts on Thursday and goes through till Saturday, 3 days. Performances are at 1:30 and 3:30. Tickets are £1.65 and £1.15. The Beck Theatre is in Grange Road in Hayes, and you can ring them on 01561 8371. That's 561 8371. So that's given you some ideas of things to do, and of course you could just stay in and listen to Floss, which isn't a bad idea at all. Anyway, play a comparatively modern record now for all the old records I've been playing. People commenting on my age and gosh, I don't remember things like that, so play a modern one, just prove I'm not such a old fogey or whatever the word is. And it's Depeche Mode and Leave in Silence.
Sure.
that really is very, very good, isn't it? I like Depeche Mode. I wanted to go and see them at Hammersmith Odeon, actually, but I think I was busy or... No, that's right, I had the flu, and so I couldn't go, which I was very upset about. Anyway, I thought I'd give you another run of the competition, because I haven't played it very much. So all it is, it's a very short snippet of a record, and you've got to tell me what it is. You can tell me either by writing in to Radio Floss, BM, that's B for Bravo, M for Mike, Box 539, London WC1. I'll repeat that address again at the end of the programme. Or if you want to hang on till Sunday, I'll be doing the phone lines, so you can ring up and speak to me then. Anyway, here comes the very short snippet of the record now. Listen carefully, and you've got to say who it's by and what the title is.
Radio.
Yes, that was it. Very quick, wasn't it? So if you know what that is, then, as I say, you can phone me tomorrow. I won't tell you the number now, in case some of you are very sneaky and go and ring it now. But, no, you wouldn't do that, would you? But you can phone me up tomorrow when I'm doing the phone line and tell me, and I'll have to sort out about a little prize as well. Oh, as I say, you can write in anything to do with this program or anything to do with any programs, any dedications, requests, information. We do information sheets, comments, suggestions, anything you like. Write to Radio Floss, care of BM, that's B for Bravo, M for Mike, Box 539, London WC1. BM, Box 539, London WC1. Okay, well, that's enough rabbit from me. I'm going to play a record now, which takes me back to my disco days. Yes, I used to do a disco years ago, but I was only young and couldn't help it, you know. So, yeah, it takes me back to my disco days. It's Donna Summer, but it's the remix version of I Feel Love. We'll be right back. I'd just like to say hello to Gary Knight and Get Down and Boogie and all that kind of thing. And yes, do you remember our disco days? A bit mad, weren't they? But there you go anyway. Well, Tim Allen's just come back and it looks like it's raining outside. Tim looks rather wet. But anyway, enough of that. My last record now, unfortunately, and it's taken from the Toy Alive at Hammersmith Odeon album again, and it's one you should know very well, I should think. It's called It's a Mystery.
Make me